Hello and welcome back to the Solve Guys podcast. Today, we'll be solving the problem of 5G radiation.
The successor to 4G, 5G began deploying in 2019. Do you know what else started in 2019?
The WCA
COVID-19.
Right, COVID-19.
5G is more powerful than any of the wireless frequencies before it. It uses higher frequency waves in addition to medium and low band frequencies.
And there is just so much scientific data, ample evidence showing that these waves and radiation not only causes cancer, us to begin to transform into animals, a number of other things such as compromising our immune systems. And it's not just affecting humans, it's affecting animals as well, even aquatic sea life and probably even podcasters, I would say.
And think about it. Now that most major cities have 5G towers everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
It's the perfect opportunity for mass surveillance and control. But of course, for that, you will need a microchip inside the people, you know, what many pets have. And how would you get those microchips in them? A compulsory vaccination program. Huh? Right?
And that is why Ming and Tom, the Solve Guys, will be addressing this issue today. Probably the biggest problem plaguing 2024. Specifically, today, April 1st,
on April
2020.
Oh, that's right.
Happy April Fool's!
Fooled, you suckers.
Yeah. Can I just say, we're not gonna start a new conspiracy theory. There's enough to go around. Today, we're gonna try and solve conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
One of my scary thoughts is that even though like 99% of this podcast will be speaking against conspiracy theories, I bet you there's a bunch of people who like their takeaway from today will be like, oh, maybe 5G actually is bad.
The takeaway is maybe the Solve Guys are getting paid by Big G.
That's right.
To say that it's not a conspiracy.
It's crazy. Can I quickly say from the outset, 5G has literally zero scientific proof that has got bad effects. That's our tinfoil hats being completely scrunched. Let me say this loud and clear. It's been studied worldwide. It's a radio frequency. Radio was invented in the 1800s. It cannot cause coronavirus disease.
Really? You know what else happened in the 1800s? Yeah.
Oh, wow, Tom.
Another plague.
That's
not a
coincidence. It was because of radios. There's literally zero connection. It does not affect our immune system or birds or insects. And the whole microchip thing, like the needle required to inject a microchip wouldn't have to be at least 10 times wider than what the COVID-19 vaccine
is. It's not
is.
A macrochip, it's a microchip. How would you even know?
But that's the thing, right? Like the more that like you try and combat a conspiracy theory, it's like, well, you're in on it. Like that's why it's being defended. Then that's the thing about conspiracy theories. You can't falsify them. Evidence for conspiracy theory or against a conspiracy theory, both of them support the theory.
And that's why we love it.
It's incredible. Do you know, like in 2020, when like 5G and everything, like all that stuff was happening, they surveyed like British people. One third of British people said, you cannot rule out a connection between COVID and 5G.
That's the British for you.
Well, it's
wow. I have many conspiracy theories about you, England dwellers.
We love our British listeners, say, for the record. Another survey in the US showed that 20% of people believe that it's probably true. That's what they take, probably true, that the vaccine was the government's way to implant microchips. It's
and
incredible.
That's 20% of people, truth bringers to society. Okay, but. Yeah, those are crazy stats.
It's amazing. Conspiracy theories are so powerful. They really hook onto you. I think there's something very human about wanting to believe in these things.
It's against the man. It's against the system,
absolutely.
Which is a mob mentality at the end of the day.
Yeah. So we're going to try and tackle this today on April Fool's Day. This part is not a prank. We're going to see if we can solve the problem of conspiracy theories. What's not a conspiracy theory is the fact that we are sponsored by Daily Puzzles.
Whoa!
A speed cubing store that provides quality speed cubes, incredible puzzles, not just like cubic 3x3s, but all sorts of puzzles like the ones that we have on our table right now. More information about them later, but thank you for sponsoring this episode.
According to Britannica.
You ready to read the news, Tom?
Thank you for tuning in today to the Solve Guys Breaking.
Great.
Conspiracy theory. Britannica, an attempt to explain harmful or tragic events as the result of the actions of a small, powerful group.
Mm-hmm. And Wikipedia adds to that when other explanations are far more likely.
Well, that's subjective.
It's pretty incredible, hey, that's like the definition. It's a very common definition as well. It's like there's just something behind this thing that cannot be explained.
Yeah.
It's usually small, and but it's a powerful group. And it's even though there are much more plausible explanations, it's like, no, I reckon this is what's actually happening.
Yeah. But some of these conspiracies are not small things.
Mm, true.
And are often things that like, how could that happen from just a small group? Like, mm-hmm. is everyone lying about the earth being spherical?
Yeah.
Being round and not flat? Right. It's like, really makes you think.
And it's just natural human curiosity to believe in conspiracy theories. Yeah. So, I mean, like these things have existed pretty much as long as mankind has, you know, existed. The thing though is that it's always sort of been like a fringe belief. But yep. since mass media, since, you know, the internet and social media, it's not hard at all to come up with some alternate explanation. And then it's just out there. It just catches fire. And
find
spreads.
Other people that agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually pretty crazy. As mentioned before, it's a lot of circular reasoning there. If you give a reason for the conspiracy theory, you know, being true, there you go. It's backed up by evidence. If you try and say, no, that doesn't make sense. It's like, that's what they want you to believe. And then suddenly that's evidence as well. There's no way you can disprove it because either way you're confirming it, right?
It's like a beautiful gathering of people to gaslight each other and the people that don't agree with them.
Yeah.
And
which makes it so hard.
It's beautiful, really.
It makes it so hard when you're trying to like address and talk to someone who really believes something that just, you know, that can't be right. But then it's like, it just makes you question as well, you know, maybe they are right. Mm. So some examples of conspiracy theories, and there are a lot. One big one is just control. So there's a secret organization that's just controlling.
Like the Illuminati. Stuff.
That's right. So one really big one is that there's a secret New World Order that's made out of elites across international governments and industries. And they planned all of the major wars in the last few centuries, all of like the economic crashes and all that stuff. They include the Illuminati. For some reason, they always include the Jews. Like, it's crazy.
Jewish people are, yeah, there's a lot of anti-Semitism rooted in a lot of
it's
that.
It's actually pretty fascinating.
I love
and
that
sad.
Idea. That,
very sad.
That all these countries who haven't been able to get along, but they actually do get along.
Yeah, secretly.
They're
that's
actually
right.
best friends. Yeah.
Also, Beyonce is often somehow in there. I'm not really sure why.
Her and Jay-Z both. I think they're the OG Illuminati couple. It's because of those old, like, 2013 images of him doing, like, that, which yeah, is like, that's right. his sign. That's Jay-Z's yeah, yeah. thing. And they were like, yeah. you know what? That has, that's a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And triangles are the Illuminati.
Actually, that's right.
It can we bring back, in 24, can we bring back those memes? It used to just yeah. be like anything ever.
Any
if
triangle.
There was a triangle, it was like,
so good.
So the X-Files theme and it would zoom in on it. I love that, man.
Other types of conspiracy theories are false flag operations. So that's like, you know, covert ops that are designed to look like some other people carried it out.
Yeah.
The 9/11 attacks, of course, that's a common one. People are saying like, oh, hey, this was an inside job, it was the American government or some other group. They're blaming these, you know, terrorists, but it was actually them. In a 2020 poll, this really shocked me. About 12% of people reported belief that some of the mass shootings in America were staged.
Wow.
With another 27% saying they were on the fence. So literally like paid actors taking part in the mass shootings. They weren't real. They were false flag operations. I don't even know what to say about that.
No, especially when a lot of those tragedies have like ensued hundreds of millions and billions of dollars worth
Absolutely.
Of lawsuits
mm-hmm.
for against some of those people that yep. were not defaming, but it's spreading misinformation
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Right, so that was a very serious thing, and a few big, mm-hmm. big people got hit by that, which is really disrespectful to
those families.
Oh,
absolutely! You can see how hurtful this will be. This is more yeah. than someone in their basement trying to convince people that like the Earth is flat or something. This is like
yeah, or somebody who thinks they've seen a UFO.
Yeah,
it's like they don't. That's no harm to anyone else.
Oh, I mean, hey, speak for yourself.
Have you been abducted as well?
I've got some photos. I'll show you later. of a UFO. It's very blurry.
It's blurry. Same with Bigfoot. Like Bigfoot was the original conspiracy of our incredible. Generation.
Yeah, yeah.
An unusual sight in the mountains of Colorado has a lot of people talking.
It has some people asking, is that Bigfoot? The footage is grainy because, of course, it is, but it has been viewed thousands of times online. The local forestry department says they're aware of the video, but don't have an answer.
It's like, are all the photos of Bigfoot blurry or is he blurry himself? That's why no one can get a clear image, but that Sasquatch is out there, you know?
But I mean, what a range, right? There's like Bigfoot, UFOs, you know, people saying, oh, Barack Obama was born in Kenya. He wasn't born in like, you know, the America, like even though dude has a birth certificate. It's like, what more do you actually want? But it gets really serious. Like we said before to like, you know, denying mass shootings, even people denying that the Holocaust like actually happened. It's actually crazy to say something like that did not happen. But even just like the amount of coordination that would be required to pull something like that off, even that evidence doesn't seem to convince anyone. So, you know, this scientist, David Grimes, using like a lot of data, estimated that if the moon landing, for example, was fake, if it was a hoax.
Yes. It definitely was.
Wow. It would have involved the cooperation of over 400,000 people and most likely be exposed in under 4 years. But it happened in the 60s, and the amount of like cooperation that would have had to occur to keep that a secret for that long. But no, it doesn't. People aren't convinced by that. It's crazy.
Just because of the way the flag was waving.
Yeah.
This, your auntie on Facebook suddenly knows the physics of flags in space.
Dude, when that conspiracy came out, like actually a teeny part of me was like, oh no, what if that's actually true?
Like, I was like, wait, but his acting was kind of good. If that's the case, he really method acted that role and he really looked like an astronaut.
Oh, there's all this stuff for like shadows and everything. Like people have gone deep into it. There's a lot of conspiracy theories that have to do with health and medicine. So here's some fun ones. HIV/AIDS was invented by the CIA. That's one big one.
Wow.
I don't even know where to go with that. Here's another one that you would have heard. Pharmaceutical companies were a big part in like developing or at least naming ADHD, other conditions that they, oh, hey, suddenly we've got a cure for it. Like, hey, let's, you know, let me sell you this thing. I think when money is involved, when large amounts of money are involved, and because we've all heard of scandals and acted true conspiracies, we're just like, you know, we're lifting everything to see whether there could be
and it's,
a rat
it's
hiding.
It's not like these systems have not done anything to create mistrust, right?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Some of the scale of these things is getting crazy.
Yeah.
I think one of the big ones I always hear is that the cure for cancer has been found but is being withheld.
Yeah, that's right. Because they make more money from like radiation therapy, chemotherapy, like, you know, selling drugs. And it's like...
There's a prominent people that have died of cancer.
Maybe they fell out of favor and the ones who got cured.
Somebody had to go.
Yeah.
Somebody had to go to cover up the trail.
That's the thing. You actually cannot falsify.
We'll never know though. We'll never know.
You cannot falsify anything that you say. It's like you're either supporting it or you're in on it. And then like, you know, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. The ones that we mentioned before, like, you know, flat earth, climate change. There are so many.
They're all like super fun.
They're like fun really conspiracy cool theories. Like but like I mentioned before, there are some that are they're just like dangerous. Things that are very hard to explain. And then it's like, hey, I've got a theory that could explain it. So for example, chemtrails, right? Like, you know, these things in the sky following planes.
Feel little chemtrails, morning chemtrails. I love the smell of chemtrails in the morning. Wow. There you go.
Hey, that's the government that's dropping chemicals on us. Missing planes, like aviation conspiracy theories. That's massive, right? Like planes that just disappear.
Where's
flights
the black
are just
box?
Like, exactly.
They
something's
never found
going
the black
on.
Box.
Deaths and disappearances. That's another really big one. So for example, the JFK assassination, Princess Di, man, the number of conspiracy theories around that and just the impacts that had on people, on the royal family. Can I say one of my favorite ones is when Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt. Did you know about him?
So I wasn't around then. You
no.
were, though.
Oh.
You must be the Harold Holt expert.
I'm not that old. This was in 1967. So, you know, this was before my time, can I just say?
Before your time as a podcaster, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You were right, a teacher still then?
I was in my 90s by then. I'm old. But he, prime minister, this is while he was prime minister.
Yeah.
He went down to the beach, never returned.
Wait, really? Yeah. The prime minister disappeared. Yeah.
One of the funnest facts that came from that is that they, like, after this.
Well, he was obviously
named a swimming pool after him. And people are just like, that's the greatest thing. Like, the dude disappears, like, at a beach and you name a swimming pool after him. But one of the best theories was that Harold Holt was actually a spy for the Chinese government. And so when he pretended to, like, I don't know, disappear, drown, he was actually picked up by a submarine and brought to China.
I think I did.
It makes sense.
Didn't know about this. I'm learning about Harold Holt. We don't have much education about our prime ministers. I think we've had so many. I think I can name like five.
I mean, that's such a great story.
I think if you guys have watched Aquaman, you know that scene where he's like walking into the... That was Harold Holt.
That was him.
I think he was a merman secretly. And he just like ripped off his clothes and he was like super jacked. And then this tail came out and he swam away down to Atlantis probably.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard theories, for example, that like Elvis's death was fake?
Right. And
he's still alive.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Adolf.
Hitler. That's another one.
Chilling in Madagascar. I believe that one, low key.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, you know, obviously governments, corporations have seen that this is a problem and they've tried to come up with ways to deliberately counter this, you know, misinformation is another way that it's put. But the problem is sometimes like trying to counter the misinformation can have that unwanted side effect of legitimizing it. It actually suddenly shines a spotlight on it and people who never thought about it before are going, huh. I mean, I know you just gave me reasons not to believe in it, but why are you giving me reasons not
right?
to?
Right. It's like the ultimate PR thing where musicians or YouTubers, like when they have a controversy or they do something bad, they just like don't talk about it and they just move on.
Yep.
As soon as someone addresses something, it's like, oh, you're looking a little guilty there. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. If you did nothing wrong, why are you defending yourself?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who you smell the delta? Zinger.
And like you mentioned before, even though some of these are, you know, they're funny, the laughable, there are some that just hit really hard. If I had lost a loved one in something, one of the mass shootings, for example, and here were people trying to deny it, I can't even imagine that. Like, I can't even imagine the hurt that those people would be experiencing. You can understand why people are trying to intervene to try and stop the spread of misinformation like that. There are ways of doing it online because it's often how it spreads. For example, you know, tweaking the algorithm so that these stories don't surface as much or issuing like a correction or a rebuttal. But again, they just all often end up looking like reasons for why the theory is true.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Facebook Meta and obviously on Instagram that they have like this clip has been...
Yep, flagged.
Flagged as misinformation, but I mean, come on. If you see that, like, I'm clicking see video, right?
Well, I mean, it's a type of bias it's a type of cognitive bias that we call a confirmation bias. Mm. So cognitive bias is like, you know, jumping to a conclusion, even like before all the evidence has been given. It's just like, this is what you want to believe. Confirmation bias is I'm going to look for what confirms my theory. Mm. So if, for example, if I, Ming, want to prove that bubble tea isn't going to make me fat, like it's not healthy for me, I'm going to Google bubble tea unhealthy or healthy. And even if like the articles are like, the Google results are 50-50, you know, some say they're healthy, some say they're not, I'm going to go to the ones that
pick the ones that support your side, which says like, oh, it's only 600 calories, which is only a third or a fourth of your daily intake.
That's exactly
but
right.
But then the other logical part of your brain is like, wait, that's one of my meals for day in a
But the logical part gets shut down.
And I drink six of those a day. But then you're like, no, wait, no. It's super healthy.
Yeah, that's
right. There's no carbs. There's no added sugar.
And that's why it's called confirmation bias. It just confirms what you want to believe. It's what you want to find. And so what you end up finding. Can I just say, we are not exempt from it. It's not like we have never believed, you know, anything ourselves that you know, is untrue. I think that...
Hey, I thought the Earth was flat until I was researching for this episode, actually.
Just yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Greek philosophers.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think they had everything figured out back.
Name three.
Sissy.
Who's calling Sissy?
And Missy. Socrates.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Heaps of other guys.
Plato. Or something like that.
The thinker. Was that correct? The thinker and the guy that has a... Who's like stands there and like has his private parts out.
Wow.
I've always loved those sculptures. Yeah. But, all right. You know, it's just like the more you know. It's like then I saw a picture. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they take pictures from space now. Who would have thought it? I never, you know, the Facebook groups I'm in, they just never really showed. They showed other images like a tortoise shell with the Earth on the back.
I
was in on that for a little while.
There's a mute button here somewhere, right? There we go.
Guys!
Right. He's completely muted now. Things are so much better.
Hey Ming, here's a problem. There has to be a bunch of people listening that don't think that they can solve a Rubik's Cube. What would your solution to them be?
The solution, I think, is easy. Just give it a go. I have a bunch of puzzles in front of me right now that I can solve, but just a few years ago, I didn't even know what they were. But do you know what my first step was? I went online to dailypuzzles.com.au and I ordered myself a 3x3 speed cube. One thing led to another. I now have a 2x2, a 5x5, a Mega Minx, a Pyraminx. I even have a rabbit.
What is this? All of these puzzles and way, way, way more are available at dailypuzzles.com.au. They have fast, helpful customer service, ship internationally, so no matter where you are, you can order your first cube today.
Not just that, they've given us, just for our listeners, a special discount code, SOLVEGUYS. If you put that into dailypuzzles.com.au's checkout, you're going to save money. And who doesn't want to save money?
It's so simple. So thank you to Daily Puzzles for sponsoring this episode. And now back to the show. Clearly, conspiracy issues are so complex. So, Ming, what do you propose as your solution today?
I thought of this very seriously because, like I mentioned before, I don't think I'm exempt from having, you know, believed some just out there stuff before. And I know a lot of people, you know, friends who actually believe stuff, which I personally think, and backed up by the majority of people around the world, it's legitimately wrong. I think what we want to do is we want to first seek to understand and then give people enough respect and dignity that they can choose not to believe in the conspiracy theory without feeling embarrassed. Mm. So give them the space to choose not to believe in it themselves. Okay, so let me explain. I think first we should understand like why people believe, all of us believe in conspiracy theories in the first place. I think it makes sense of the world.
I don't think it's usually in bad faith.
That's right. Yeah, it often isn't. The world is a confusing place. There are things that happen that just don't make sense. Conspiracy theories make sense of a world that's confusing. I think conspiracy theories also, it just simplifies things like they're just good people and bad people. And so behind this, there are just bad people. Mm. It just black and white things when often there are just a lot of shades in between, right? And often it isn't because of an evil corporation. It's like ignorance or just like actual human error. It's not because like people are actually, you know, have so much coordination that they've planned something for the last 200 years. But I think, I mean, even for myself, when you feel like you've got knowledge that other people don't, it feels pretty good. Mm. You know, that sort of secret knowledge or like, you know, everyone else got tricked, but I didn't get tricked. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's some sort of relationship where you believe you have this knowledge and you're not part of the masses, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a big social awareness about being a sheep or following the grain and where that might mislead you and has misled whole entire countries, governments in the past. Like we've seen that, and there is ample reason to have mistrust in our governments for a lot of things that they've done and a lot of harm they've caused, right?
So I reckon if we understand that that's where people are coming from, it automatically makes our, you know, position towards them so different. Instead of just thinking like, I want to correct, I want to fix, I want to just show them how they're wrong.
Ridicule them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You want to do anything but. Like you want to realize that in some ways, these could actually be people coming to you out of a position of concern. Mm-hmm. And so like when my friend comes to me and tells me, I don't think you should be getting the vaccine. Instead of being like, oh, you know, who fooled you? Like, I can't believe you're listening to all this stupid stuff that's on social media. It's like, hang on, this person cares for me. Like, they actually think they're like keeping me from harm.
Yeah.
And then instantly that's just like, you know, I'm approaching it a lot more positive now, a lot more like this person cares for me. And so let's try and understand instead of just like, yeah, you know, judging, being patronizing,
writing them off, yeah.
Like mocking them, like that just does not work. I think if I put myself in their situation, if I'm ridiculed, if I'm made to feel like I'm just dumb because, and then let's say that they actually do, you know, manage to convince me that I was wrong, that's probably going to kill a relationship as well. And a lot of these discussions will be with people who actually are in your life, not just strangers on the street. You know, good luck trying to change their minds. It's going to be like people in your family, close friends, and you don't want to burn the bridge.
Yeah.
You don't want to destroy the relationship. So I think one very important thing is just take into a private place. Do not engage in a public space. Like, please do not respond to the comment on social media where everyone else can see it, where they don't know like how you're saying it. I guess instead of texting, talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Have that tone so that, because you're both coming from a good place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you want to talk in person and in private.
Have a face to face.
Not embarrass anyone.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And you know, on that note, I do want to apologize for texting you the other day and telling you that I really hated your
body odor?
Your BO. Yeah. That's on me. I should have said it in person.
Well, you are just revealing it to the whole podcast again, which I kind of told you don't ever bring that up again.
No, don't listen to this podcast. It's all good.
And I've been taking affirmative steps forward and like showering most days now. Using deodorant.
I can smell
stuff
that.
Like that.
Well, so that's what I wanted to say, that I actually don't smell your BO. Oh. And so I appreciate that. Okay. I appreciate the steps you've taken.
Thank you.
But there you go. That's an example, a real life example for you where you talk it through in person. And I think so what you want to, here's some concrete steps, right? If you're in that conversation and that person expresses that they believe a conspiracy theory, like something that's clearly debunked, all that stuff that we mentioned before, chemtrails or denying that, you know, stuff happened, vaccine conspiracy theories, I think let's start with questions. So instead of just like, you're wrong, how about tell me more about it?
Mm.
And then even so how does that make you feel? Because often what underlies it is just, you know, mistrust in authority, and there's fear there. It's actual just concern that, I just worry that if I take the vaccination, there hasn't been enough thingy yet. I'm just worried about the 5G. You know, I don't want to move to this place because it's right next to a cell tower or something. And so you ask, okay, so how does it make you, like, what are you actually worried about? You know, that what will cause? And then in a very gentle way, it's interesting because 5G, you can say 5G radiation is actually nothing like the radiation that we know is dangerous, like X-rays and stuff where you need to, you know, wearing a special thing or hiding behind a wall.
So I guess another step there is to prepare yourself, right? And do some research going into it.
You want to be informed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, I might say something like, but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, if that was me, I would absolutely want to look after my family as well. And so what I'm doing is finding common ground. Like, yeah. I'm affirming that person's, I guess, worries. I'm not saying like you're dumb for believing it. I'm like, hey, yeah. I get your worry. I see why you feel that way. But actually, I don't know if you've thought about this, but, and then you present something else.
And if they don't have so much charge, like an emotional attachment to that issue, like that can reduce the confirmation bias, right? Because they're like, oh, okay, well, through that kindness, they might see your perspective more, and then they might be able to do more balanced research, right? That will lead them to a middle path or some sort of change, right? Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that I think you should also need to know when to walk away, because there are times when it's like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. It might be time to stop. And I mean, even if you've just shifted them very, very slightly away from this conspiracy theory, you've done some good. Like, you've done something, and that's, you know, it's worth even a very small shift away from a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's going to be baby steps for this person because they've invested too much. But yeah, that's my solution.
I'm sure a lot of people relate to that with their family. And some people might have had to build a bridge over that troubled yeah. water, however
done,
you say.
Or, right? Hey, someone should write a song about that.
Like, oh, we'll get copyrighted. We always get copyrighted because I sing so perfectly. No, I forget. No, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I can Shazam Tom's voice. It just thinks it's the actual thing. It's actually incredible. Yeah.
People say I'm like Paul Simon a lot, so I kind of get that.
I've never heard anyone
in my stature, ever my stature and like prowess.
That's a conspiracy theory that needs debunking right now. Tom, what's your solution to combat conspiracy theories?
My solution is if you can't beat them, join them.
Oh no.
Right? I think a lot of people are so quick to judge and quick to want to, you know, point these conspiracy theorists in the right direction. But maybe, just maybe, there is another right direction, okay? So my plan is, you know, I have this untapped wealth of people who can be so easily persuaded. It's like, I just thought, well, hold on, how could I use this for my advantage, right? Oh, wow. I'm a very cynical person and I'm like, well, how can I exploit these vulnerable people?
Wow.
You can see I just have such a good faith and kindness in my answers, just like you were. We're on the same wavelength today, just thinking about how much we love our family and other people, right?
Well, I'm just thinking right now of like what an easy win this episode's going to be for me. But please, please continue.
I think ChatGPT loves cults. And kind of where I'm heading, right?
Wow.
I can make my own conspiracy theory after infiltrating.
Yeah.
And
so gain their trust.
Right. So I'll like find an untapped, like, you know, flat earth community, right?
Yes.
And they're all like a bunch of good old boys and girls who just believe the earth is flat. And I'll be like, yeah, whoa, guys, I'm totally there with you. And I'll reference like Socrates, you know, who we're talking about, like some of my favorite philosophers. And I'll get in so tight knit with them. Mm-hmm. And then I just start feeding subtle hints. I'm like, did you guys hear about that Tom guy? And they'll be like, Tom? And I'll be like, yeah. He's like a magical like shaman. And then I'll just like slowly gaslight them into believing that I am this savior, this saint, a holy figure. And I guess I can kind of make a religion around myself.
Wow.
And profit in any way I want, right? Like I'll set up a church. I don't have to pay tax. Mm-hmm. I'll have all these like beautiful, like we said, these are just normal people and they're going to love me. It's just a win-win for everyone, I feel like. They get to worship me. I get their money. I get the clout. The Solve Guys podcast will gain so many new viewers. Maybe we can make it like a Solve Guys conspiracy. You're following, right? You're following.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's following.
If I can just clarify though, so exploit is what you're saying. Since they already believe in one conspiracy theory.
It's like, what's another one?
What's another one? Yeah. But what one that benefits you?
Right. I'm like, so, okay. I'm not Big Pharma. I'm not Big G. I'm not Big Moon. Yeah. So it's like all these other ones are irrelevant to me. It's like,
you're a big man though. So.
I'm just big man. So that's my new conspiracy, is that man.
Uh-huh.
That sounds horribly sexist. When I say it like that,
Tom suddenly realizes some flaws in his theory.
Just this beautiful patriarchal cult where I'm like, you got to worship the big man.
What an easy win this episode is.
So, that's basically my foolproof, serious, authentic solution.
So authentic is just
be cynical and find how it can benefit you with a conspiracy theory.
I would laugh more if not for the fact that people have actually done this.
Really?
Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Look, we got the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Not going to point the finger at anyone, but.
We got the Ting Man YouTube channel. That's probably the most ultimate example of this.
That's Wholesome Channel.
Wholesome Channel.
That's one of the biggest conspiracy theories there is.
You ever see like just a kid sitting there, like the iPad kids, and they're just brainwashed? And they're just watching Ting Man. And then suddenly like Ting Man like, his background changes to like white and black swirl. Slowly
stop giving it away.
And Ming pulls out a pocket watch.
No, it's if you play backwards.
Oh,
like
right,
there's some
right,
bits
right.
where I'm just like, hey, like and subscribe. And it's like, what's that sound? And then you play it backwards and it's like, give me your money, kid.
And then Tinkerman goes snap, and all the kids
and they're like,
fall asleep. And then he's like, when you wake up, you are going to buy the Tinkerman mat from dailypuzzles.com.au.
Speaking of, this is one of the two new Tinkerman mats. Don't want to, you know, blow my own trumpet too much, but they're pretty amazing. They feel pretty good.
Is that, that's me on the right?
Yeah.
So I would be the one with the long hair on the left, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's me, Ting Boy, and Tom, for some reason.
Obviously.
Instead of putting my own daughter there, I put Tom's face on my
keyboard. Well, there's like a small, like you can see Olor on the back there. So a tiny little etching. I'm the main focus.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my solution. I know everyone's going to love it. Let's have a race and then we'll see what SolveBot 3000.
Yes.
And now for the main event, the race.
Every episode, we do a 3x3 head-to-head Rubik's Cube. If you've got one, you can join us as well. But you're going to lose because I'm going to win today. I'm going to beat not just Tom, but every single listener as well express my dominance.
So let's just do the math. There's been 16 episodes. If you've won zero, does that give you like a zero?
Completely irrelevant. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I am. That's a bad scramble. It's
just, oh, okay. Just solve it a little bit. I'm ready. I just roll with what I've got, and I'm going to beat you anyway.
Sure. All right. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
We're going one-handed, of course, because.
You think somehow that's going to give you more of a chance, even though it's not really, because I'm like super fast.
Oh, this was not a good one.
For the audio listeners, if you know what PLL is, I'm up to PLL, finishing my FM. Boom!
What? That was
look
lucky.
At that. Oh,
that was just a lucky one.
I average 4 seconds. Probably. No, I don't.
Oh, wait. But no, that was super easy. I did that one.
What a DNF.
Let's not look at that.
Is that the first DNF of Solve Guys?
No, what? No, I finished it and I was just scrambling it again.
Oh, you're just getting it ready for the next episode.
Come on. That was actually really close. I'm not just... That was close, right?
I think last episode...
Yeah.
A couple episodes this season with Chris and Felix, you've gotten super close and I was sweating.
Not as much this one. Yeah.
But I believe in you.
Mm.
My new arc is that I'm your friend. Well, that's my conspiracy theory.
That, if I've ever heard of the conspiracy theory, that's got to be one of the biggest ones. Let's see what SolveBot 3000 thinks of our two solutions and see which one it crowns the winner today. Here we go. Sure.
Well, that was an interesting episode. I shall give your solutions the respect and dignity that they may not deserve, but that I'm programmed to show. Ming advocates for respectful and understanding dialogue with individuals who believe in conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
By finding common ground and gently questioning beliefs, Ming's solution aims to help individuals reassess their beliefs and come to more rational conclusions themselves.
Yeah.
This approach acknowledges the complexity of human psychology and the need for constructive engagement to combat misinformation. Tom's solution involves manipulating individuals who believe in conspiracy theories by creating new conspiracy theories for personal benefit.
Yeah,
while this approach may seem creative, it is highly unethical and unrealistic.
What?
Frankly, it's one of the worst solutions I've heard. Needless to say, Ming's solution emerges as the clear winner. Woo! Congratulations, Solve Guys. The score is now tied at 2 points each.
Yeah! Okay, that last line saying it was the worst ever. Did you tell her to say that? That was legit.
So that's 2-all. The score is 2-all. SolveBot has decided it wasn't a human choice. And there's no conspiracy theory there.
Oh, I have a conspiracy theory. I've been telling you guys every episode. Someone's rigging this show. But actually, it's 2-all. So it's fair.
It's fair.
Neck and neck.
That's right.
How more exhilarating could the season be so far?
Yeah. Wow. We've got to think of some crazy prize at the very end. Oh, under Disneyland. That's what it was, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The loser has to pay for a trip to Disneyland for the winner. Right.
Yeah, I could probably just do that off this week's paycheck. So
wow.
That's no big deal anyway.
Can I just say, most importantly, can you don't hate us too much in the comments for this episode?
No conspiracies in the comments, okay? No. Let's keep it civil.
Dude, 100% people are going to be like, I agreed with everything until you mentioned Elvis because he's in my house right now. So, you know.
Elvis, if you're watching, leave us a comment. You know, well, prove us wrong.
If Elvis can comment on, if you made it all the way to the end of this podcast, shout out to you. Comment like a lyric from an Elvis song to show us that you made it to the end of this episode. No one else will get it, but we will.
We will get it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. This has been an amazing season so far. We have so many more amazing problems to solve, though.
Incredible.
Like jam-packed season. We've already had some of our biggest guests, but there's more to come. So stay tuned. And if you have a problem for us that you want us to solve in another video, leave a comment or email us at solveguys@teammen.com.au.
That'll be amazing. And if you can also continue to spread the word, really appreciate the fact that this is being appreciated by people around the world.
Thank you to Daily Puzzles.
Again, thank you
to Daily Puzzles. Use our discount code.
Solve guys. Yep. But otherwise, I think it's safe for us to say
problem solved.